Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good buddy Bill Schley back on the show. Bill is the author of The Microscript Rules, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now, one of our top branding experts. But lately, he's been talking about entrepreneurship. And as you know very well, that's one of my favorite topics. Bill Schley, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
One of the things that that I've had over the years, I've had people to say to me or to take issue with me the fact that I use small business owner and entrepreneur somewhat interchangeably, and I do it intentionally, I've been taken to task by my definition about my definition of what an entrepreneur is. And so what I'd like to do, which I have done this on the show before, I've told people what I thought the definition was, and I'll do it again. But first, I want to know what you think about the definition of an entrepreneur.
Oh, you turn it right back to me, I guess. Thanks, Jim. Well,
that's
I've been
my
working
job
on that recently. Let me tell you what you hear. You hear a lot of people. You hear a lot of myths about what an entrepreneur is. So you hear people think, well, an entrepreneur is someone that loves risk. They love taking risk. And other people say an entrepreneur is someone that has this huge vision. They're visionaries about the future. And other people will say, well, they love to be lone wolves. They're the kind of people that they want to do it themselves. They have to be CEO of something, and so that's another sort of personality trait. So people have all these myths about it. Some people think that entrepreneurs come from money, and that's how they get started because they have some kind of money in their background. But there are all these definitions. And as you start to look at entrepreneurs and look at what other people are saying, you start to find out that a lot of these myths are really, it's kind of the opposite of what people think myths are in terms of what makes them. Another thing, people say, well, and you say that first, you also find out that, you know, entrepreneurship isn't just for someone owning their own business, but inside companies, people can be entrepreneurs inside a company if the company lets them.
I call them entrepreneurial employees.
Yeah, and that's right. And the companies have discovered that is the greatest thing they can possibly do for business are getting so much power from that, and so much innovation,
oh, yeah,
so much energy that they are the companies that are going to lead in the next generation. And the old legacy companies have a few people at the top that are making all the money. And then a bunch of shareholders that they say that they're doing it for shareholder value and basically taking their customers and their employees for advantage. Mm-hmm. That old model is going to go away. Those companies are going to die.
Right. No, that's history. The simplest definition of an entrepreneur to me is someone who mm-hmm. is willing to take risks in the marketplace with their capital, and an entrepreneurial employee is someone who wants to take risks in the marketplace with your capital.
Yeah, okay.
And that's okay because the world needs both kinds.
Yep. There's no question that risk is part of it. But when I look at it, since you asked, I think risk is just an offshoot. See, someone said once that skydivers, you know, I'm a skydiver, I have a little experience with that, or pilots, fighter pilots, they love to take risks. They're mm-hmm. thrill seekers and risk takers.
They like the speed.
Well, I will tell you, well, we like the speed, but But I will tell you that skydivers, all the ones that I know, and especially the world champions, the ones that have 10,000 skydives and aren't dead, they don't like risk.
Yeah.
I don't like risk. I don't like being scared when I go up in the plane. And it's not fun to, if you've been scared before, you know it's not fun to be
but,
scared.
But
it's
if you're
really
starting, if you're starting a business, the
right.
way most people, most entrepreneurs start a business, it's a huge risk in the beginning because you're doing.
Yeah.
To me, one of the things an entrepreneur is to me is someone
right.
who's they're taking. But the fact that they're taking risks, it's mm-hmm. either the fact it's either that they're undercapitalized, which most are, and or they're doing something that has not been done before. That's
right,
one
right.
of the things you often see with a. With an entrepreneur. We're going to talk some more with Bill Schley about what an entrepreneur is. We got some more definitions and what some other people think about what they are. And I've argued with these people about that. Bill Schley is our guest.
Sure.
His book is called The Microscript Rules. Stay with us. 20 till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.